Kerry, thanks for joining me on In Business.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a bit about yourself and what your background is firstly, Kerry.
So I'm actually an accountant by trade, which I've worked most of my professional life based in Limerick. I moved back to Kerry a few years back and was commuting up and down. But I've always loved the built environment. I'm an only child. My dad's been in construction all my life. So when he didn't have a boy to take to site, I went to site. He loves telling people that the first thing I ever drove was a little roller. But some kids had trikes, I had a roller. So always had that interest in the built environment. And yeah, I've just kind of built Hercules from there.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the business. So it's called Hercules Building Systems.
Yes. So what we are is we are actually the first and only patented rapid build, rapid finish construction system. What we aim to do is bridge the gap between traditional methods of construction, so your block, your timber frame, and your more modular kind of drag and drop type housing. So we utilise a drag and drop system for concrete construction. So all our concrete's cast in place. We've no precast, we've no joints or anything like that. And we kind of front load the problem end of a build.
You mentioned you're the first and only. So where did the idea come from?
Frustration. being very blunt. Like I said, dad's in construction all my life. I then went and married a tradesman. So I was just surrounded by, you'll never guess what happened on site today. This kind of conversation was happening every evening and said there has to be a better way of doing things. There has to be a more efficient way of doing things. And we started looking at alternative building methods and realised that there was just kind of nothing out there that was really ticking all those problem boxes. So we decided to put a pencil to paper and design it ourselves. And that's what we did.
That makes it probably obviously more fulfilling, I suppose, in a way, because, you know, you've put the pen to paper yourself and come up with the idea. But you've a great insight, I'd say, by the sound of it as well. So it probably makes it a bit more successful as well, because you're getting the information from the ground and you've turned it into a viable business. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, like that's it. There are fantastic building systems out there, but they're maybe not designed with the person who has to do the work, boots on the ground, in mind. It can be maybe profit line driven or turnover driven or efficiency driven, but not necessarily thinking about how easy things are on site. So that was really what we put at the forefront of the design, was how much of a build can we actually do in a factory environment to limit the dangerous work on site, the hard work on site. So we've kind of hit a sweet spot of about 90% of a build takes place now in the factory.
That's fantastic. And how does that compare then to, we'll say, to the systems that are already out there?
So in comparison to, we'll say, traditional block build, which we're all familiar with, we are 8.5 times quicker. So we're actually only 10 days on site to complete builder's finish.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a big, big achievement. And it's nice to hit that as well.
It certainly is, I can imagine. And maybe for someone like who isn't in the construction industry, can you just explain to us, I suppose, how it actually works? We'll say how you do it in factory and then how you do it when you get to the site as well, then how it all works.
Yeah, so like the basic mechanics of our system is an insulated permanent concrete shutter where it's all insulated in the factory. Your plumbing, your electrics, your ventilation system is all pre-installed where possible in the factory. So all that really has to happen on site is your initial site groundworks and then your pouring of concrete. And we even, where possible, try and lift up the roof in one go, where it can all be clad, pre-clad on the ground and then lifted up in one go.
That's fantastic, because obviously, you know, we're in the midst of a housing crisis at the moment. And I know people are anxious to have more homes built, but also to have more homes built quicker as well, which is fantastic to think that there is a system in place now that makes that a reality, really.
Yeah, it is. Look, we're in a housing crisis, but equally we're in kind of a skilled labour crisis. And we'll say even from a self-build perspective, the blocks can go up really quick and then you're waiting ages for an electrician or a plumber because they're just so busy. So by kind of doing all of that in the factory and front loading that problem end of a build, it just means that we've eliminated all follow on trades. So once we're finished, put in your kitchen and move in.
Brilliant. And what stage is the business at now, Kerry?
So we are 10 years developing, testing, engineering. We took part in the New Frontiers programme up in NTU starting in September. I've just finished that, but we actually formally launched to market in January. So we attended the Self-Built Live show in UL and had a fantastic response. So yeah, we're up and running.
You mentioned there you're 10 years in the making, and a lot of hard work, I can imagine, and a lot of research probably went in during those 10 years. So it must be a lovely feeling to now be officially launched and to have your business in place and to see that it's actually making a difference.
It is. It's fantastic to see. Like, sometimes it can be really, really hard when, you know, you get another ream of questions back in from an engineer and you're kind of going, oh, goodness, where do we even start with these? But it is. It's great to have been over that side of it, out the other side, and now working hand in hand, primarily with self-builders at the moment, and getting their drawings together, getting their plans together and seeing their houses and look, their dreams come to life.
And your model, can that work on any kind of sort of a house, like shape, size, location, or are there certain, we'll say, boundaries, for want of a better word, maybe, or limitations?
There are very, very few limitations with it. It's as flexible as it can possibly be from a prefabricated nature. We kind of give the rule of thumb of, if you can get planning permission, we can build it. Extensions is maybe where you might have, you know, tighter site boundaries, access issues, things like that, that we just simply wouldn't be the most economical option. And we'll tell people that. We'd rather be upfront.
That's the best way to be, really. Having that transparency goes a long way with the consumer as well, I can imagine.
It does, definitely. I mean, even looking at our own experience as self-builders and doing everything direct labour, doing everything ourselves, it's the most amount of money anybody's ever going to spend in their life. And you have to be transparent to make them feel comfortable spending it with you, I suppose, in the first instance. And secondly, they've tried, they've battled maybe with the planning permission, they've scraped together for the mortgage. And I think it's the least that you owe people is a bit of transparency.
And you mentioned, Kerry, that you took part in the New Frontiers programme. How did you find that whole experience?
It was a fantastic experience, from the support that came from the other 10 participants, the mentors that were brought into us, the facilitators of workshops. It was a really, really good supportive environment to be in. And I would definitely encourage anybody, regardless of where you're at. So we had our patent, we had our product as such going into it. But it really helped us to fine-tune that route to market. We've kind of updated our branding. There's a new website now. It's actually getting updated again as we speak. You know, it's always an iterative process. And New Frontiers has definitely given me confidence as well. I wouldn't have sat across from you 6 months ago.
That's great, isn't it? Like, it's fantastic to have, because I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, it's 10 years in the making, but I suppose having a programme like that, maybe that just gives you the chance to hone in on areas maybe that you're not overly confident in, or areas that you just want to learn a bit more about to make your business the best it can be. That's an invaluable programme, really, for someone like yourself.
It is, absolutely. It's about giving yourself the best possible start. No matter how amazing your product or your business idea is, if nobody knows about it and you don't know how to communicate that message out to your customer base, you can have the best idea in the world. If you don't sell it, it's never going to be worth anything as a business. So it's definitely given us that.
And Kerry, is having a business yourself, is that something you always had planned for? Or, as you mentioned, I know you said it started out of kind of frustration at the start. Did it kind of just come from there? Or in the back of your mind, was it something that you always had thought maybe, you know, you'd like to be a business owner and have your own company?
I think I've probably always been destined to be self-employed. I set up my own little business straight out of college. So I actually did sports science in UL originally, but had a bit of an injury which ruled me out of that line of work. But I was self-employed straight out of graduating, and I just liked it. I liked the flexibility of it. Yes, you still have to work hard. There's nobody to lean on. Holidays are non-existent. It's not for everybody. But I have noticed since, we'll say, I quit the boss and started doing this full time, I definitely am really, really starting to reap the rewards.
That's great to hear. I'm delighted to hear that. You touched on it there. Like, it's not an easy thing to be self-employed. You know, it is difficult. There are lots of challenges. Something as simple as the holidays, as you mentioned there, you know, they're not just easy to take. You can't just decide, oh, I'll take next week off. You know, there's a lot of planning and a lot of things that go in behind the scene. But it sounds like you're finding it quite rewarding. And I presume you'd probably recommend it to someone if they were the same kind of mindset and they thought they might want to be self-employed. Would you recommend it to someone?
I would. If you're of that mindset, you've nothing to lose by backing yourself. I'm very, very fortunate. It's me and my dad have invented this together. We're in business together. We always have each other's backs. Holidays, that does make things a little bit easier. There's always one or the other of us there. My husband is extremely supportive and also in the trades. You know, he's an electrician. So it is nice to create a family business. Yeah.
It certainly is. And it must be very special to be in business with your dad.
It is. Most people say, oh, how'd you get on working with your dad? But I honestly have to say there isn't a crossword between us. We do genuinely just bounce off each other and complement each other's skill sets. So he has, you know, 50 years of site experience, and I'm obviously coming from an accountancy background after I retrained, and we really just kind of make a bit of a dream team, the two of us.
That's brilliant. And it's great that you have your own areas of expertise as well, because it just adds to the business, obviously, then as well.
It does. I mean, a common thing you hear from people that are thinking about maybe going into partnership or into self-employment in a family is that you can have that too many cooks kind of scenario. But we don't have that. We're very fortunate. We just work together.
And what's your dad's name?
John.
You mentioned that you have set up a new website. Can you tell us what's it called?
Yep. So you'll find us at HerculesBuildings.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook there as well.
And if people are listening and they're thinking that they want to find out more about the business, or that they might be doing a self-build and want to get in touch with you, is the best way to get in touch through the website, or what's the best way to contact you, Kerry?
They can pop onto the website, fill in the contact us form, or they can give us a call on 066 717 4022 if they would rather just have a quick chat first.
Brilliant. It's up and running now, as you mentioned, and it's going well so far. Have you plans for the future, or at the moment is it just kind of, you know, taking it day by day and seeing how the business goes?
Oh, there's definitely plans. There's definitely plans to expand. Like, we have capacity out of our current facility to deliver approximately 300 homes a year. You would never do 300 self-builds. So definitely the plan is to scale into, you know, scheme housing, whether that's with an approved housing body, the local authorities or property developers.
That's brilliant. Exciting times ahead. So
they are indeed.
Absolutely. Are. Where are you based? I didn't ask you that.
So we actually have an office up in the Tom Crane Centre up at MTU. Our factory is just over the county bounds, just outside Glen in Limerick.
Not too far away.
Not too far. Still a commutable distance.
It is, absolutely. Kerry, look, it's been lovely talking to you, and the very best of luck with the business. It sounds like it'll be a huge success.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you.